Today is the fourth day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back. Welcome back here around the global campfire, our little safe oasis in the middle of the chaos of life and the chaos of humanity and this world we live in. We have this little place we come to every day, a safe place to allow the scriptures to speak for themselves and to speak truth into our lives. I am grateful to be here with you today as we gather again to take the next step forward. We are in the wilderness journey at this point with the children of Israel, who are going to go through a complete transformation of identity. And every single step that they take is a mirror into our own lives and our own souls. So I'm grateful to be here with you as we take the next move, the next step forward, which will be Exodus chapter 19, verse 16 through 21, verse 21 today. On the third day in the morning, there was thunder and lightning and a dense cloud on the mountain, and the sound of a very loud horn. All the people who were in the camp trembled. Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their place at the foot of the mountain. Now, Mount Sinai was completely covered with smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. And its smoke went up like the smoke of a great furnace, and the whole mountain shook violently. When the sound of the horn grew louder and louder, Moses was speaking, and God was answering him with a voice. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai, on the top of the mountain, and the Lord summoned Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down and solemnly warn the people, lest they force their way through to the Lord to look, and many of them perish. Let the priests also who approach the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break through against them." Moses said to the Lord, "The people are not able to come up to Mount Sinai, because you solemnly warned us, set boundaries for the mountain, and set it apart." The Lord said to him, "Go, get down, and then come up, and Aaron with you, but do not let the priests and the people force their way through to come up to the Lord, lest he break through against them." So Moses went down to the people and spoke to them. God spoke all these words, "I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt, from the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water below. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God, responding to the transgression of fathers, by dealing with children to the third and fourth generations of those who reject me, and showing covenant faithfulness to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold guiltless anyone who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to set it apart as holy. For 6 days you may labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son, or your daughter, or your male servant, or your female servant, or your cattle, or the resident foreigner who is in your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and the sea and all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and your mother, that you may live a long time in the land the Lord your God is giving to you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that belongs to your neighbor. All the people were seeing the thundering and the lightning, and heard the sound of the horn, and saw the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled with fear and kept their distance. They said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen. But do not let God speak with us, lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, so that you do not sin." The people kept their distance, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. The Lord said to Moses, "Thus you will tell the Israelites, 'You yourselves have seen that I have spoken with you from heaven. You must not make gods of silver alongside me, nor make gods of gold for yourselves. You must make for me an altar made of earth, and you will sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your cattle. In every place where I cause my name to be honored, I will come to you and I will bless you. If you make me an altar of stone, you must not build it of stones shaped with tools, for if you use your tool on it, you have defiled it. And you must not go up by steps to my altar, so that your nakedness is not exposed. These are the ordinances that you will set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he is to serve you for 6 years, but in the seventh year he will go out free, without paying anything. If he came in by himself, he will go out by himself. If he had a wife when he came in, then his wife will go out with him. If his master gave him a wife, and she bore sons or daughters, the wife and the children will belong to her master, and he will go out by himself. But if the servant should declare, 'I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free,' then his master must bring him to the judges, and he will bring him to the door or the doorpost, and his master will pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. If a man sells his daughter as a female servant, she will not go out as the male servants do. If she does not please her master, who has designated her for himself, then he must let her be redeemed. He has no right to sell her to a foreign nation, because he has dealt deceitfully with her. If he designated her for his son, then he will deal with her according to the customary rights of daughters. If he takes another wife, he must not diminish the first one's food, her clothing, or her marital rights. If he does not provide her with these three things, then she will go out free without paying money. Whoever strikes someone so that he dies must surely be put to death. But if he does not do it with premeditation, but it happens by accident, then I will appoint for you a place where he may flee. But if a man willfully attacks his neighbor to kill him cunningly, you will take him even from my altar, that he may die. Whoever strikes his father or his mother must surely be put to death. Whoever kidnaps someone and sells him, or is caught still holding him, must surely be put to death. Whoever treats his father or his mother disgracefully must surely be put to death. If men fight, and one strikes his neighbor with a stone or with his fist, and he does not die, but must remain in bed. And then if he gets up and walks about outside on his staff, then the one who struck him is innocent, except he must pay for the injured person's loss of time and see to it that he is fully healed. If a man strikes his male servant or his female servant with a staff, so that he or she dies as a result of the blow, he will surely be punished. However, if the injured servant survives 1 or 2 days, the owner will not be punished, for he has suffered the loss. Matthew 23:13-39. But woe to you, experts in the law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! You keep locking people out of the kingdom of heaven, for you neither enter nor permit those trying to enter to go in. Woe to you, experts in the law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! You cross land and sea to make one convert, and when you get one, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the temple is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple is bound by the oath. Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? And whoever swears by the altar is bound by nothing. But if anyone swears by the gift on it, he is bound by the oath. You are blind. For which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and everything on it. And whoever swears by the temple swears by it and the one who dwells in it. And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and the one who sits on it. Woe to you, experts in the law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! You give a tenth of mint, dill, and cumin, yet you neglect what is more important in the law: justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have done these things without neglecting the others. Blind guides, you strain out a gnat yet swallow a camel. Woe to you, experts in the law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup, so that the outside may become clean too. Woe to you, experts in the law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs that look beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of the bones of the dead and of everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you look righteous to people, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, experts in the law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have participated with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. By saying this, you testify against yourselves that you are descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your ancestors, you snakes! You offspring of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell? For this reason, I am sending you prophets and wise men and experts in the law, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town, so that on you will come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. I tell you the truth, this generation will be held responsible for all these things. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would have none of it. Look, your house is left to you desolate, for I tell you, you will not see me from now until you say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Psalm 28 by David. To you, O Lord, I cry out. My protector, do not ignore me. If you do not respond to me, I will join those who are descending into the grave. Hear my plea for mercy when I cry out to you for help, when I lift my hands toward your holy temple. Do not drag me away with evil men, with those who behave wickedly, who talk so friendly to their neighbors while they plan to harm them. Pay them back for their evil deeds. Pay them back for what they do. Punish them, for they do not understand the Lord's actions or the way he carries out justice. The Lord will permanently demolish them. The Lord deserves praise, for he has heard my plea for mercy. The Lord strengthens and protects me. I trust in him with all my heart. I am rescued and my heart is full of joy. I will sing to him in gratitude. The Lord strengthens his people. He protects and delivers his chosen king. Deliver your people. Empower the nation that belongs to you. Care for them like a shepherd and carry them in your arms at all times. Proverbs 7, 1-5. My child, devote yourselves to my words and store up my commands inside yourself. Keep my commands so that you may live and obey my instruction as your most prized possession. Bind them on your forearm. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding a close relative, so that they may keep you from the adulterous woman, from the loose woman who has flattered you with her words. Okay, so continuing to try to stick with this wilderness journey of the children of Israel, which truly sets up like the rest of the Bible, God has instructed the children of Israel to purify themselves. He was going to come and meet with them personally. And so they are encamped at Mount Sinai, and God comes in thunder and lightning and clouds, and the mountain is shaking. And I mean, you can imagine, just put yourself in that position. The people are terrified. And an interesting thing happens. They go to Moses in their fear and terror and say, look, you speak to us. You talk to God and you speak to us and we will listen, but don't let God speak directly to us or we will die. And Moses says, look, don't be afraid. God has come like this to test you. And so that your fear of him, your awe of him, will keep you from sinning. So God, at this point, is about to begin laying out the framework of a new culture. The customs, the rituals, the holy days, the rules, the regulations, to identify and make a distinction of what a set apart, a holy people looks like. This will later become known as the law, or the Mosaic law. And it's going to take a while for all of these instructions to unfold in the scriptures. But as we read, we will witness a complete reshaping of identity, a completely different way of looking at the world for the Hebrews. And so we began today with a very famous passage, the Ten Commandments. And then in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus now is in Jerusalem. This is not just like a visit. Jesus will not be leaving alive. And we should pay attention to that. This is the first time we're reaching this territory this year. And we should pay very, very intense attention to these days around Jesus' last time in Jerusalem. This is like 1,500 years after Moses. So we're 1,500 years in the future from the children of Israel around Mount Sinai. And Jesus begins giving a glimpse of what had become of the Mosaic Law and what God thought about it. He says, sorrow awaits you, you teachers of religious law and you Pharisees. You are hypocrites. You shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's face. You don't go in yourselves and you don't let anyone else go in either. So as we're moving from the different angles here and the different facets, and we're moving into the giving of the law, we should begin to understand the difference between those exact words, the words of the law, and the spirit of the law. And what do I mean by that? Well, the spirit of the law is the reason, the purpose that the words of the law exist. The circumstances in the culture that created the need for the law in the first place. These concepts that informed the way that these words of the law were written. It's not different in law codes today. So in Jesus' time now, 1,500 years later, the Mosaic Law had lost its spirit, its purpose, and had become this device for controlling people and giving power to others and for shame. So as devout as these religious leaders may have thought they were, they lost the plot. They lost the underlying reasons for the laws and the ways in which they were to shape them and inform their culture and set people apart as holy to God. The irony here is that we believe Jesus to be God made flesh. And it will eventually be the Mosaic Law, the law of God, right? That will judge and condemn Jesus to death. A law that he had given to Moses at Mount Sinai. That is what losing the plot or the spirit of the law looks like. So as we go forward between these Old and New Testament stories, we will get this unique view of the law and what became of it. And oddly, we will find ourselves in those pages, looking so much like the religious Hebrews of Jesus' time, so busy trying to understand the letter of the law, so busy trying to enforce the rules on everybody else, that we forget the spirit, the reason in the first place. So let's remember these rules. And I mean, let's even step back and just say boundaries in our lives in general are not meant as a cage. God had just delivered his people from a cage, right? A cage of slavery. His intention wasn't to move them from one form of bondage and slavery to another form of bondage and slavery. And that is not God's intention for you or for me. God's intention was to create boundaries that create safety and freedom and set a people apart as holy and repair what is broken and to set a holy people free. And that is what was going on then, and that is what is going on now, today, in your life and in my life, if we will embrace it. And Father, we thank you. Again, we thank you for your word and for this opportunity to kind of reframe and reconsider the way that we look at these kind of things, the way that that we look at rules. Our boundaries, are they things that, like, are we the person that's like, nobody's going to tell me what to do, and so we just find a way around everything, even though we are destroying the bonds of loyalty and destroying our own soul in the process? Or are we understanding that within certain confines there is the ability to be true, to be safe, to be holy, to become mature, and to be whole? Help us, Father, because we are a stiff-necked people, just like the people in the Bible. We want to walk right up to the fence, right up to the edge of the boundary, put one foot over and see just how much we can get away with. To our own doom, and to the doom of anyone who trusts us. May we not live this way anymore. May we live in the safety of what is safe. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It is the website, the Daily Audio Bible app. It's also home base. New app, been saying it for years, but is very, very close to coming soon. So if you have the app, then you'll be able to update to the new one. So make sure you have the app and are connected up there. While you're in any of these home-based places, check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there for the journey that we are on. Things to take it deeper. Some deep dives into some things, things to take it wider, just some fun things to have, with a lot more coming soon we're excited about. And so check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, deep, humble gratitude for the global campfire to exist requires us all to throw twigs and logs on. And we are in this together. And I am grateful for this safe place that we have to come together as a community every day. So thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. And I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is People on the Water from Indiana. And I'm calling in today to pray for Brad from Illinois, who came in and had a couple prayer requests. Number one, that he is considering getting rebaptized and has been in conversation with his pastor. And also praying for a job and getting reconnected with his sons in Tennessee. Dear God, I bring before you Brad, praying that just that we might celebrate him on considering getting rebaptized, Lord. I pray that you would stir within his heart, lead him into all truth, and let this be a time of repair, of growth in his life. Encourage him, Lord, and may he spend time in your word, learning and loving more of you each and every day. And then for reconciliation with his kids, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity of getting that chance. And I pray that he might be able to spend time with his two sons, raising them to be a man of God, and just to bless the people around them. Lord, I pray for his situation right now. Holy Spirit, that you would come and be there with him. It's in Jesus' name I pray and I ask. Amen.
Hey, Dad family, this is Trusting in Him. It's been a while since I called in, but I am in desperate need of your prayers. I'll try and keep it short, but basically I've been in a place where I have been stuck in my life without direction for the past couple of years, and it ended up costing me a relationship with the finest woman I've ever met, a woman that really changed my opinion of what love is and what good woman is and what marriage would look like. I was not so lucky. The first time I was married for 20 years, and some of that trauma has, I guess, carried forward into this stuckness as well. But anyway, we broke up end of last year, right before Thanksgiving, and it really shook me to the core. I had no doubt in my mind that she was the woman that I was going to marry again. And I know that until I get myself stabilized and all that, it's not even a possibility for us to get back together. She said she still loves me. She had just lost respect for me. And she couldn't be with a partner that wasn't, that she didn't respect. Anyway, I have made a lot of changes. I have done a lot of work on myself, and I am still pushing towards that. And I know that this is a good process for me to go through, but she has started casually dating, and we are still in contact. We're still friends, which makes it even harder. But I just covet your prayers that God would bring us back together and bring me a good job and stability. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask for you. Thank you.
Hey, my Dad family. It's Sparky. I wanted to see if you guys could pray for me, please. In this last couple years, there's been a lot of pressure and a lot of change in my life. And I've slowly turned to being a very, very professional person that is can handle everything. But in the evenings, I have tried to escape that by drinking. And this morning, it just it hit me hard. I can't keep feeling like this. And it's just not gonna go good. So I've talked to my wife, and I know how this works, you know, but it's just gradually gotten worse and worse, and I can't keep doing it. So it's a stress relief. And then I wake up more stressed because you feel like crap. And I'm trying to escape something and trying to lean into God. So if you guys could pray for me and my fam, I would greatly appreciate it. I love y'all so much. Thank you.
This is Forgiven Child of God, and this message and prayer is for Gloria and your daughter, Vanessa. Just want you to know that I have been lifting your daughter up in prayer. You had mentioned her being homeless, and I just pray that she is able to come home and reconcile, and you be able to help her and support her and however she will let you. I hope to hear an update soon and let us know how she's doing. We love you, Gloria.
Hello, this is Jamie from Denver. I lost my husband about 6 months ago, and I've had a hard time reading my Bible because I can't stand the silence in my home. Listening to the Daily Audio Bible has helped a lot, and I really appreciate everyone. If you could pray for me that I can continue to grow and work my way through this hard time. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Be Wise Guy. It's been a little bit since I called in. This is a praise report. It's been almost a year since I was released from prison. I hear many of you praying for our guys and gals behind bars. Thank you. Continue that good work. It works. I started Daily Audio Bible in my first year of prison, which has now been 5 years ago. And it has changed my life tremendously. I can actually honestly say I've gone through the Bible now 4 times. And boy, has it changed my life. Thank you, Brian Harding and Daily Audio Bible family. I couldn't have done it without you. Last week I was baptized in my church. And in front of the church, what a wonderful experience that was. God has blessed me beyond anything that I could have planned. God's plans are better. God bless you all, Daily Audio Bible. Thank you for praying for the guys and gals in prison and for everybody else across our global community. God bless you.